Good night, you deplorables. I just have a quick video to make real fast, quick message. I'm going to make it as fast as possible. I just had to make the girls stop watching Puts in Boots, you know, the last one that just came out, because I discovered something. I didn't realize that on Brighteon, all I had to do was keep scrolling down, and eventually I could find the comments. I didn't think people could comment on Brighteon videos. I don't know why. It's not a jab at Mike. I'm just an idiot. I didn't scroll down and look. But I was looking at the comments on my video with Mike the other day, and I said, holy cow, do I have comments on my videos? So I saw a couple comments on Mike's videos, but we'll get back to that in a second. But I also saw a bunch of comments on my videos. And there's a pattern, okay? The pattern is, on several of my videos, people complain constantly that I have a potty mouth. People say that I cannot be a Christian because I use profanity. Okay. Personally, if you actually believe that, I think you're a little fucked in the head. But I'll tell you right now, and, you know, you guys could go and look at every single one of my videos. There's over 1,000 of them since 2020. Tell me if you've ever heard me use the Lord's name in vain. You know, I like Samson, you know, the rapper. And I pretty much know all the words to all of his music. He's an independent guy, you know, not corrupted by Satan yet. So that's why I listen to him. And in some of his songs, he does take the Lord's name in vain. And even though I'm singing along the song with him, when he says a certain word like GD, if you know what I mean, I don't repeat it because I would never take the Lord's name in vain. But for anybody that's going to sit here and question me and say, is he really a Christian? A real Christian could never possibly use that type of language. Listen to me. It's not about the language I use. It's the message that I'm trying to get across. If you have a problem, and this goes for anybody, if you have a problem with the language that I use on any of my channels, BitChute, they really don't care. BitChute is the Wild Wild West. Rumble, I don't really hear anything on Rumble. But I hear it on Brighteon, and I saw it several times on YouTube when I was on YouTube. People always complaining about the words that I say. Is it really the words, or is it the message that the words are trying to get across? Ask yourself that. If you have a problem with the way I speak, dude, there are millions of other people you could go watch. You do not have to watch me. You don't have to tune in. You don't have to say anything. Even Mike Adams knew exactly who I was when he was bringing me on. He knew who I was. He saw my videos. He knows how I speak. And even Mike wasn't a bitch about it. He just said, hey man, this guy has some strong points of view. I'll bring him on. But for you, a bunch of nameless people that provide no information to anybody, don't do no research, don't try and spread the word, try to, what? You are somehow some righteous Christians? What are you doing trying to wake your fellow Christians up? What are you doing? Scrolling through people's channels and leaving comments? Are you putting your face out there? Does anybody know who you are? No. And frankly, they don't care. Because it's people like me, there's people like Mike, there's many people. I'll even throw Salty in there. I even throw Black Conservative Patriot in there. I'll even throw Black Conservative Perspective. I'll throw the Hodge Twins in there. I'll throw, what's my boy's name? Oh my God, Mark Dice. All of everybody that's out there actually doing stuff, trying to tell you. I'll throw my boy Alex Stein. I'll throw Alex Stein in there too. We put ourselves out there. to try and get the truth across to you. And I'm not talking to the people that enjoy my videos, guys, just so you know. I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to the people that are going to whine and complain. Oh, my God, he said this. I'm offended. I'm triggered. Are you really that soft? Really? I worked in a prison around murderers. If I showed one friggin' centimeter of softness, I was food. And you're upset about words? That's what ruins your day? Words? You are no different than a liberal. Yeah, I said it, and I'll say it again. You are no different than a liberal. You're no different than the people that are currently destroying this country now. Oh my God, what he said hurt my feelings. He's not a Christian. Don't you ever question whether or not I'm a Christian or not. Don't you ever do that, dude. That's straight disrespect. You could write it on a keyboard, but Lord knows you would never say it to my face. So if my words affect you so much, get the fuck off my channel. Don't fucking come back. Period. Go, don't come back. That's it. Problem solved. You bitch about a video that what? Am I in your house forcing you to watch my videos at gunpoint? Watch it now. Give it a thumbs up. Give it a thumbs up. Am I doing that to you? No, I'm not. Your choice, motherfucker. What did God give us? Free will. It's your choice whether or not you want to click on my face. And you made your choice. If you do not like the choice that you made, go watch somebody else. For all the people that love my work, the friends, the amazing patriots that I met over the years, I love you all. But for anybody that's going to sit there and complain about words, go fuck yourself.